Good morning. Today is Thursday, April the 7th, 98th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, boy, I don't know, you're from the shelter. What is the official title? Is it the
Humboldt? The Humboldt County Animal Shelter.
Animal Shelter, okay. Yeah, Rob Patton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Short straw, huh?
That's me.
Yeah. At least for the next hour or so. It's intriguing for me. We got a couple of pound dogs back when the trailers were there.
Oh, boy.
Steve Knight was running. It was right before Danco had built the place, and it was just a temporary
about 15
stuff.
Years ago.
Has it been that long?
It's been about that long.
Thanks. Now I really feel young and perky. Let's see if I can find a quote here for, well, there's people quotes. How about pet quotes? Is there a pet quote in here? Okay. Perplexity, perseverance, pets would be next. And there's not. Go figure. Okay. Our quote this morning comes from, boy, A-L-C-U-I-N. Alcuin?
Sounds right.
You going to go with it, huh? Okay. In the year 800, quote, "The voice of the people is the voice of God." That's kind of cool.
Interesting.
I suppose you could say the same thing about animals, huh? The voice of animals?
Voice of animals?
Yeah. The voice of God.
Yeah. Interesting.
I can play around with that one a little bit. What is the biggest challenge you have out at the shelter, huh?
The biggest challenge we have is finding a place for the animals that come in.
Just getting animals capacity?
Yeah, we're full. Our mantra is we're always full, and it's always true.
Now, I know this time of the year, traditionally, the Humboldt State kids leaving the area.
Mm-hmm.
There are animals that are turned free.
Correct.
I think it's probably the attitude they have rather than the attitude that you and me and others have.
Right.
It's kind of like dropping your old furniture out on the sidewalk and letting somebody else clean up your mess.
Well, it's similar, but not the same.
So when school goes out, do you still see a spike in the numbers of strays that are then picked up?
That's been my experience. And I'm sure we'll see in the next month animals that were in apartments and animals that were temporarily held on to or adopted, found free, running loose. And the problem is, you know, we can collect those animals. We just don't have a place to take them because the owners have moved on or they've left the area.
Will a lot of those animals be chipped?
No.
Okay, so you really don't have any ability to connect back?
We can try. We have a location. We can knock on doors. We really try to find the previous owner. But chipping is important, but not all-inclusive these days. And most of our animals don't have chips when they come in.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close to home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Patton, the manager of the Humboldt County Animal Shelter out by the airport. Rob, what have you gotten yourself into? I guess is the simplest way, because I don't think a lot of us in our day-to-day understand the distinction between your facility, some of the other choices that are out there, why there's this apparent replication of services and all these other aspects that are now part of your day-to-day. When you're explaining to somebody what the organization is, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them we're the only official shelter in the county. There is a Humane Society down in King Salmon, but they're a private organization. They don't take strays. They only take animals they can adopt out. And they've been out to take animals from us occasionally, too, that are viable and would be good as an adoption animal.
Oh, really? So they'll come and kind of cherry pick from you guys?
Yes, they will. And just the other day, they took a couple Dobermans and some cats. And we really appreciate that because it brings down our numbers and gives us more space. We also work with several rescue groups in the area who are really good at fostering animals and finding new homes, and we can't. And
just because they have more bodies to be able to do it, or that's really not what your guys' job is?
Well, you know, our job is to, number one, we're involved in safety for the community, and so that's why we're under the covering of the Sheriff's Department, and we take in all the strays, and we take in the animals where the owner's arrested, and we hold those animals, and then the ones that aren't collected by their owners, we temperament test to see if they can go up for adoption.
The ones that the Humane Society doesn't take, they're not a second-class animal. They're just, the Humane Society is looking for certain breeds or certain styles or certain sizes.
Yeah, they have a certain clientele that they want to appeal to, and they do a great job at that. We temperament test every animal that comes in.
So what is, you hang a slab of meat in front of them and see what they do? I mean, how do you...
Yeah, no, we don't do that.
You can't really do the psych profile real well.
It's amazing what you can find out, though, that makes a dog adoptable. We're concerned with aggression and behavior. And so we test an animal with people. Is it friendly to people? Is it friendly to other dogs? And is it food or toy aggressive? We'll put a bowl of food down when they're hungry. And as they're eating, we'll stick a plastic hand in there and see if they try to bite it.
See if it comes back with five or four fingers?
Right, you know. It's a funny picture when they hold it up with only four fingers.
Well, that's kind of intriguing. Will you put it within the view shed of the dog? Or do you get it right next to the bowl?
Right in the bowl.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
See, now, if you're eating your taco and you got another taco there, all of a sudden, here comes a hand and it nails the taco you're not eating, I would think you'd have a reaction. I would.
Yeah, dogs a don't. Reaction, but not an aggressive reaction. I mean, you can look at it.
Well, I might fork that hand.
And probably rightly so. But yeah. We can't afford, liability-wise, to put an animal up for adoption that would bite somebody. And
so you'd put me down?
No, we'd find a rescue group to take you.
Oh, yeah. So will you do that process or that testing a couple of times just to see if there's consistency?
Well, we get a second opinion. We have we'll have two or even three people handle the animal, work with the animal, and run these temperament testing before we ever put them up for adoption. If we find that there's an issue, a behavior, maybe it's great with people but isn't really great around other dogs, that's where our rescue groups come in. And
so they'll have some kind of like a little a profile or a background or something like that, so that if somebody knows, if they don't have another animal, okay, it's probably not an issue then.
But but it would be our issue. We don't want to put an animal out there that we think might be aggressive. So, yeah, the rescue group will take that animal. They'll find a foster situation. They'll try to adopt it out themselves and sign it out to them. So it really helps because it creates space for us to take in more animals and really reduces any kind of euthanasia rate we have.
How many, what do we call them, cells? Homes? Cubbies? I don't know what.
Rooms?
What's your capacity?
We can hold 24 adoptable dogs in set cages that we have. It's like the Hound Dog Hilton out there because the floors are heated. They have indoor-outdoor access. We can slide some adoptable dogs into other kennels if they're available.
If they're really small, you slide them into the cat kennel?
Cats wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't think they'd be good neighbors.
And then on the hold side, before they reach adoption, we can hold... we have a quarantine section for bite dogs. We have an isolation section for sick dogs. We have a drop section. Those are about 9 to 10 kennels. And then we have another 18 or 19 holding kennels also.
Does every animal, if they're not neutered, get neutered when they were at the shelter?
Every animal that leaves the shelter as an adopted animal is either spayed or neutered.
You ever run into an issue with that? Or is that something people appreciate?
For the most part, people appreciate it. There's folks out there that don't like it, and they probably shouldn't come to the shelter and get an animal then, because just the other day we had someone who wanted a really young dog, probably about 10, 12 weeks old, and didn't want to neuter it yet, wanted to wait until it grew. And there's reasons
pros and
for
cons
that.
To yeah. that. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have a mandate from the state. We can't do
it. Makes it simple that way.
Yeah.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Patton. Rob's manager of the Humboldt County Animal Shelter. Are you a sworn, or are you just sworn at?
More sworn at.
Okay.
Not a sworn officer. I'm a citizen.
So there was a restructuring that happened in the last little bit?
That's correct. There used to be a sworn officer on location and a manager. And then lack of funding, they removed the manager position, just left a sworn officer in charge. Went from a lieutenant to a sergeant, and then a progression of sergeants. And with finances available now, they reopened the manager position, removed the sworn officer, and now I oversee animal control, kennel attendants, and the front staff.
So it's another cop on the street, so to speak.
Correct.
It was part of the
That's
whole
right.
Measure Z stuff.
Correct. That's right.
What's the future of that shelter? What do you think is going to happen over the next 20 years or so?
Well, I'm excited because we may have to expand at some point, the volume of animals we get. But we're bringing in a big trailer to stock emergency services products, and we'll be the hub in case there's ever an earthquake or a tidal wave that rocks the community. We'll take in all the animals that happen.
Let's see, you guys would probably be first responders to Clam Beach, huh?
That's right. Right there.
Go down the hill, baby.
But in the future, hopefully, spay-neuter programs are working. Feral cat containment is working, and we'll see, we would hope, less stray animals coming in, better pet owners in the future.
How do you control the feral cats? I mean, they really are kind of, well, probably as independent as possibly could be. I mean, it's a
right.
cat and it's feral.
Right. It's a domestic animal gone wild.
Yeah, and so how do you, what do you
Well,
do?
Fortunately, there are groups out there that work specifically with feral cats. And they will trap them and spay or neuter them. And then a lot of times return them to the location where the cat's territorial. It won't let other cats in, but it won't breed and produce more cats. And so hopefully that
So after a couple generations, then it just starts.
You reduce the population, right.
So you're seeing that trend starting to happen now?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, folks who have cats on their property, they might trap them and bring them into us. And unless we can get them to some handling place and become a barn cat, there's not much we can do with them at the shelter. But if they're trapped out in their locations and There's a group called Feral Friends. They work through the Companion Animal Foundation, and they do a good work with feral cats. They really
There's really a lot of different organizations out there for critters, aren't there?
In this area, we have a great rescue foundation. I mean, there's Redwood Pals Rescue that handles a lot of our volunteers and foster a lot of dogs for us. And there's It's a Dog's Life, Buddy and Angels Rescue. There's... I'm sure I'm going to miss some, but...
Then you got the training for the guide dogs. I know there's a number of folks in the area. They've got the little green jackets on, and they go walking around with the dog.
Yeah, I'm sure they do a great work, too.
And I've seen some stuff that indicates that we've got a very high incident of pet ownership in Humboldt and Del Norte County. And I don't know if it's because we're rural or if that's the kind of folks that we have. Recently, though, there's been some discussion about dogs running in packs. And I think it was Southern Humboldt attacking livestock, that kind of stuff. Do you guys get involved with that at all, or is that other areas within the county that have to try to break that up?
No, we're involved. And, one thing we've talked about is that when dogs attack livestock, it's not necessarily a livestock deputy's issue, it's a animal control issue. And we had a meeting a couple weeks back, the sheriff and several ranchers, and they brought up that very thing of dogs attacking their livestock, costing them money, damaging, cattle. And I know the sheriff's real proactive in that area and looking forward to curbing that somehow. But you have a lot of illegal activity way out in the county, and they have animals to protect their property. And if they leave, they just let the animals go.
So it's more strays,
so
to speak, but in a different condition.
Now, legally, if an animal's attacking your livestock, you can put it down. But if it's collected, then we get it. It comes to the shelter, and we deal with it.
Have those animals that have come in that have been captured, do they, when Mike was in, he was indicating that a lot of them are family pets, but when nobody's around, they kind of join up with the gang, go running around, having fun.
Not necessarily fun. There's a thing, you've heard the term pack mentality.
Right, and then the pack comes in, and then things change dynamically.
A perfectly nice dog in a group of dogs becomes a different animal sometimes. And
then when the pack disappears...
Then they're back to the family pet again.
Back to the normal.
Right.
Do those owners understand that? That their animal is one of these?
Well, when you deal with owners, you deal with people who are responsible or not responsible and are willing to take responsibility or not. And, when I was involved in animal control and you confront someone over their dog being aggressive, well... I've never seen it be aggressive. They're in denial sometimes. And so you have to be able to prove what's going on. That's another issue.
Is that film at 6?
Yeah, that film would be great.
That really is
irrefutable. Yeah, or if you collect the animal and you take it back and say, here's your dog, I found it several blocks away, chasing chickens or something, then that's proof.
Is restraint the biggest way to break... contain the animal, whether it's within your property or some mechanical way, the shock things, you go up to the
edge. You mean for an animal control officer?
From your experience as,
yeah.
But to keep these animals, if you've got an animal that is, let's say a digger or one that is always getting out.
Oh,
I mean,
your own animal.
That's not good for the family. That's not good for the animal. That's not good for the neighbors. That's not good for anybody. What's the best way to keep that animal inside the property, the confines?
Well, you can no longer tie an animal up to a fixed object for longer than 3 hours, legally. So what they've come up with is a runner setup where you take something like wire rope and you run it between two fixed objects, and then you hook a leash up to that wire rope, and the dog can run up and down that wire rope 24/7, as long as he has water and shelter available.
Kind of like the laundry line?
Exactly. And they can't leave the yard then. They'll find a way, it seems to me, from my experience, they'll find a way if they're not secured somehow. So you can put them in a kennel, or with concrete so they can't dig out. Or you can put them on a runner where they can run up and down all day long, and they get exercise, but they can't leave the yard.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:44. We'll be back with more from Rob Patton.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:49, final minute of the show with Rob Patton this morning. Rob, if you could give people a word of advice, if they're looking to adopt an animal, what would you tell them?
Look at your situation. Make sure you have space available for the size animal you want to adopt. And look at your family situation and make sure everyone in the house is agreeable on what kind of animal you want to adopt so we don't see them come back again.
I would think that's got to be the toughest thing in the world for the family, for the animal, and for you guys.
Yeah, it is tough. And we hate to see them come back. Sometimes it happens. Unknown things come up. But we love to find forever homes and adopt them out.
Yeah, I would think a significant change in life might be tough.
Yeah, definitely.
But other than something, he just didn't fit in.
Yeah, that's not.
No.
We don't want to go there.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.